This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Well, it's the season, and I mean, I don't know, I walked through the department stores here in the city yesterday and everyone was going absolutely crazy, rushing about, trying to find that perfect Christmas present. There's parties on, we're drinking too much, perhaps. We're going to be rushing off on Christmas lunch day. Someone's got to keep us safe, and the Victoria Police will be doing their fine job at that. So Commander Stuart Bateson has come into the studio from Victoria Police this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming.
What a joy. Look, before we get into discuss today's topics, we'd like to introduce yourself. And I always get confused about commanders and...
It sounds a bit James Bondish, doesn't it, Commander? But it's just one of the ranks in Victoria Police. You know, we're built on that sort of military structure. But I've been in the police for 31 years now, so I've sort of worked my way through the ranks.
You're lucky you're 21. Look at your baby face.
I was fishing for that, so thank you for catching on. So 31 years that I've been doing it and worked my way up from a constable to now a commander. Still love it. Still enjoy it every day.
I want to giggle when you say the word constable. But it's just me and my childish.
Depends on how you pronounce it, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's yeah.
Now, Stuart, it's such a, you know, for most of it's a really good time, but there for a group of people, it is sad. There's lots of collisions on the road and fatalities.
Yeah.
So what can we do to avoid those?
Well, look, I think on going on holidays, road safety is really important. One of the greatest factors we see is fatigue. So when people are driving long distances to see relatives, you know, we do really encourage them to plan to stop along the way. Don't do it after a big day at work and perhaps at a Christmas party. Don't set out in the middle of the night. Look after yourself because fatigue's a real issue. The other one that we see all the time on the roads is distraction. And the use of mobile phones while people are driving is a significant factor in terms of our road trauma. So put it in the back seat, put it in the glove box. But, you know, don't look at your phone while you're driving because it is a huge
danger. I can guarantee there is no one in this country that is important enough that needs to take a phone call or check a text. We're not that important in the world.
No. We survived without them, didn't we? Remember when we didn't have them and we still got on?
I refused to have one for years. Yeah. It wasn't until my children that I gave them one as teenagers that I actually had to go buy one for me, which was for security.
Yeah. Yeah.
But do you think we have a culture of it won't happen to me and therefore we think, oh, you know, I can, you know, I can quickly text, you know, I won't get caught or I won't have an accident. Yeah. You know, this thing that always seems to happen to other people. Do you think that's one of our weaknesses?
Oh, I think that's true. And police are in a unique position because we see that it does. You know, when we attend road trauma scenes and we notify relatives of people who have been seriously injured or deceased, they are ordinary people doing, you know, the same jobs that we all do, have families, loved ones. It happens to everyone. Everyone needs to take care.
Because I would have thought that, you know, road fatalities should be on the decrease. I mean, our cars are safer, our roads are a lot better. I mean, we drive down the highway, now we've got dual highways. There's so many things that actually should make us better drivers, but we're really not.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think there's a number of factors. Safer roads, safer cars, but safer drivers is the thing. You know, we know that we've got safer cars. We're getting safer roads all the time. But safer drivers depends on us making changes in our behaviour. And that's the thing we need to work on.
Do you think we've got complacent as drivers? Because, you know, I think about the first car I ever had, an old Holden HR, you know, three-speed column shift. You had to drive that thing and watch where you're steering around.
You did.
I mean, now you could steer with one finger. Oh, not that I would, but the cars are so easy to drive themselves now.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I had a HR Holden when I was a workout driving that car when I first started, you know.
Remember
it was
having
hot.
To reverse park into the Newtown in Sydney and try and get it in. It was like a truck.
Yeah, so I think part of that is they're really comfortable. They're really quiet. They're smooth. All those sorts of things that make them much better cars maybe does gives us a chance to actually relax when we're behind the driver's seat. But really, when we sit behind that driver's seat, we've got to concentrate on what we're doing because we want to look after ourselves and our families.
And you're right. And I remember, you know, teaching my children to drive, and I remember explaining to them, if something happens to you and you drive stupid and pass away, I'm never going to be able to live with that.
Yeah.
But you understand if you hurt somebody else, how will you ever live with that? And that was always what I think drummed into them. you know, you're going to hurt yourself, that's fine, but could you imagine hurting somebody else? That'd be terrible. Mm,
yeah.
Stuart, I've started riding my bike into the city every day, and I haven't done it for a few years, and I've noticed you know, there's lovely bike lanes now that we can ride in, but people you know, veer over into them, and they cut you off, or they come out of driveways and they're not necessarily looking for bicycles. And it reminded me of when I used to ride a motorcycle around town, and I would look at every driver and I would say, I'm going to expect you to do something stupid. Mm. And I found that that was the only way that I could, you know, avoid having an accident. So how are they represented in terms of, you know, statistics of collisions,
etc.? Yeah, well, look, we look at vulnerable road users, pedestrians and bike riders in particular, and they are really represented. We see road trauma in those two groups all the time, and people do need to take care. But what I really say is that people need to slow down. Be patient. You know, if you're pushing through to get through a little gap, you might get there a minute earlier. Why are you doing that? You know, just slow down, you know, plan your journey, take your time, and just be respectful of other road users. I think that's the thing. If we get across, we'd be a lot better off.
And what about also pedestrians texting at intersections?
Yeah, that's the other thing. You know, pedestrians can easily be distracted. And, of course, pedestrians that are using, you know, headphones can often block out some of the sensory things that we would otherwise pick up. You know, sometimes we will hear a truck coming before we see it. But if you've got headphones on, you might not have that advantage. So, you know, you've got to be careful about that as well.
We all catch up with our families. For most of us, it's quite a pleasant experience, isn't it? But for some people, it's not. And
yeah, we see that, and family violence tends to rise around this time of year because it is traumatic for some families to get together. There's, but also, I think it's just for others, it's a really lonely time. You know, so I think for some people it's a really hard time of year. For most of us, though, it's a great time of year. Yeah. You know, I encourage families to get together, but, you know, people have to be respectful of each other.
Absolutely.
Look, yesterday I saw the Victorian Police Facebook, which is a great little tool out there. I like to follow you guys. But you actually put up a video explaining or getting rid of some of the myths from sexual assault. Would you like to explain why that's important at the moment?
Yeah, well, this time of year, we actually see a rise in the reporting of sexual assaults, and it's generally linked to more people being out in licensed venues, the celebrating, the drinking. Those sorts of things tend to exacerbate the chances of being a victim of a sexual assault. And I guess what we wanted to do is make it really clear that if you are, then we encourage you to come forward and talk to us about it. I think there's often a fear about, you know, victims, whether they think they'll be believed, how it will affect their lives if they do come forward, what will happen in court. You know, we really want to encourage people to come forward and talk to our specialist investigators from our unit, our sexual offences teams, and talk to them because they're specialists in this. And first and foremost, they'll talk to you, make sure your welfare needs are looked after, but they'll also talk through some options for you. So, you know, we encourage people to come forward. And, you know, the last thing that we want to say that, you know, it is the you are in control of your consent. And whether you're affected by alcohol, whether you can remember everything exactly as it happened, doesn't matter. It's your consent and it's for no one to take away.
Well, definitely, looking at that video yesterday, I tell you what, I took a lot from it because I could understand if I was thought I was very drunk, would I think, well, that's my fault? And which is goes back to what we've done a lot of victim blaming in society. So this was really good to...
Yeah, and I encourage everyone to have a look at that because it's never your fault.
It's never your fault.
So we go to the Victoria Police Facebook page.
Absolutely. And our Instagram.
And Instagram. So maybe Andy can pop a link up as well on our Facebook page to that. So, Commander Stuart Bateson, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Have a great Christmas.
Next year, we're going to have you coming in quite often.
I look forward to it.
We're very excited. But next time, I'd actually like you to wear the uniform.
All right.
Because it's very hard to trust you until you want to see.
I could be anyone, couldn't I, really?
Just wandering in here
in my jeans and shirt.
Thank you so much.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.